Authorities in Arua City have spoken about the growing problem of digital violence against women and girls. This comes as the World and Uganda prepares to mark the 16 days of activism. It runs from November 25th to December 10th under the theme "Unite to End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls." The leaders also expressed concern about a recent incident where local artists in West Nile sub-region allegedly made disrespectful statements about women on social media. They condemned the use of digital spaces to create fear and name and shame women. Radio Ruping, Arua reporter Pio John Paul files this report.
Arua city authorities says online attacks against women are rising and the community must act now. The assistant town clerk, Arua city Emmanuel Angudubo, says digital violence should be treated with the same seriousness as physical abuse, and he wants the artists to apologize.
And now I want to take this opportunity to sound a warning, because we are not now in the era where we think women are either useless, they do not contribute to our society.
The city community development officer, Drate Judith, warns that technology is becoming a new space for violence, especially for young girls and women.
The violence in using the technologies that have come up through the mobile monies that we see women being exploited from. And we draw examples from the PDM experience, especially when we see that mobile money is given through the Wendy account, and then the young boys and men who stay with these women exploit those opportunities to withdraw these monies, which are supposed to be intended for a different purpose.
From Feminature Uganda, Abako Genevieve says many women face insults, bullying and threat online, and these cases must be addressed.
Women across Uganda, including here even in West Nile, face a number of these violences, example being cyberbullying, non-consensual sharing of intimate images, online stalking, digital blackmail, hate speech, even among the partners, identity theft, and so on. And this violence, they go a long way in silencing the voices of women and limiting their participation and even damaging their mental well-being.
Kalsum Abdu Fadimola, the Secretary of Social Service, Arua City Council, adds that protecting women online is everyone's responsibility.
If you are prepared to digitally destroy someone, let us end it. So as community leaders, who are going to work against it, even the religious leaders, at school, at home, and what is it?
According to the World Health Organization, nearly one in three women worldwide has experienced violence, showing how urgent this fight is.
A factual